I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, he started his film career as an actor in India, and then he went on to become a multi-Academy Award-nominated director in America. So now Shekhar Kapoor is back in India. We'll hear how he fashioned a career that's gone from Bollywood to Hollywood and back again. That's coming up. But right now, we want to continue our conversation about sexual harassment in the workplace. We've been talking about what sexual harassment is. This is not only the 20th anniversary of the hearings held to assess these charges against now Supreme Court Associate Justice Clarence Thomas, but also now against the GOP presidential contender Herman Cain. He's had to face reports that he sexually harassed several of his female subordinates while serving as the head of the National Restaurant Association in the late 1990s. And of course, Mr. Cain has vehemently denied these charges. Here's a clip.
I have never sexually harassed anyone, and those accusations are totally false.
Cyrus Mary and Barbara Brown are still with us. They're both well-known attorneys who deal with issues related to workplace discrimination. Cyrus working on behalf of plaintiffs or complainants, and Barbara working on behalf of defendants. So, Barbara, I'm going to ask you, is there anything strike you about this so far? And I do understand that you don't represent Mr. Cain, and just looking at it the way we're all looking at it, is there anything that strikes you about how he's handled this so far?
Well, I don't know about how he's handled it, but in terms of the underlying allegations, usually when you have a group of people who are complaining and there's no reason to believe that they're in cahoots with each other and trying to get back at a supervisor they just don't like or something like that, or all about to be laid off and looking for something to complain about, if none of that's true, then there's usually something to it. So I don't know anything about the facts here. I haven't looked into them. But when you have several people, it's usually a problem.
Cyrus, what do you think?
I think there's it's credible evidence of there being a problem.
Well, I wanted to ask you then, given what we've covered so far, you know, none of these cases went to court. Is that relevant? I mean, the fact that there were settlements in two of the cases that we know of, is that relevant? Cyrus?
Well, the way I look at it is that Herman Cain kept his general counsel very busy because he was putting out one fire after another, settling one case after another, and some of the cases were never actually brought as cases, and therefore they can speak publicly, like Sharon, who came forward.
Well, okay, so finally, in the couple of minutes that we have left, you know, we talked about the fact that, you know, 20 years ago after these Hill Thomas hearings, which were, you know, riveting to people who follow politics and touched all kinds of buttons about, you know, race and sex and all of the above, a lot of people said afterwards that they changed their mind about it because they were exposed to a discussion around this issue that they hadn't had before. You know, I know in my workplace, for example, we had discussions about this that we had not had previously. So I'd like to ask each of you from your perspective, from your different perspectives, is there something you'd like to the public to know as they evaluate this issue going forward, Cyrus?
Yes. I mean, I think this is a tremendous moment for us to have a reevaluation 20 years after the Thomas hearings. First of all, I think we have to remind ourselves, what is Title VII about? It's about a merit-based system in the workplace. And sexual harassment, whether it's the severe or pervasive hostile environment or the quid pro quo type of harassment, erodes a merit-based system. So we have to uphold the value of this. Second, I think there is a lesson where businesses in America can do a lot more than they have done. They haven't fully taken to heart, in our experience investigating many companies, the internal mechanism of complaint procedures that have integrity, that are independent, that really are a safe haven for people to go. That's what we need to focus on.
Barbara, final thought from you.
Well, I agree completely. I think that most employers have a strong policy and they have a good complaint procedure, but people don't come forward and people don't tell other people when they find the conversation offensive or unpleasant to them. And the key thing with these hostile environment situations is for people to speak up and say where their boundaries are. Employers have the policies and people just need to take advantage of them, because I think so much of this doesn't have to be intentional. So much of it is a matter of changing the workplace culture, and we all have a role in that. And I hope everybody does see their own responsibility in it.
Speak up in the moment. Is that the key piece?
Speak up in the moment.
To the individual?
To the individual if you can, or to the group if they're telling jokes you don't like. But if you can't do it there, then most employers have, and if they don't, they need to have a very good – separate complaint procedure, an anonymous hotline, a line to call HR, and they need to get in there promptly, and they need to educate everybody about what the right standards are. And that can go a long way to preventing the kinds of severe problems Cyrus was talking about.
Barbara Brown is a senior employment lawyer and chair of the Washington, D.C. office of the Paul Hastings Law Firm. She was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios, along with Cyrus Mary. He's a partner at Mary and Scallet. He's a civil rights attorney who specializes in workplace discrimination. He was also here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.